senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Thanks for joining us this Monday.
What is going on?
Are the levels? Shit, I don't know. It's Monday, man.
For some reason, the mic doesn't look like it's...
Picking up anything?
Picking anything up right now.
Is the board fucked up?
Due to technical difficulties, we join Crab Diving already in progress.
Yeah, go to Amazon, buy Jeff Bezos' tube socks, send us money. You know, I looked at HuffPo just now, and I'm a little confused. Why isn't the Congress sending Ukraine more money? What is the issue? Because I don't understand that. We're only using 3% of our military budget, preventing Russia from taking over Europe. Why can't we send them more fucking cash? What is the problem? I want to spend money on that. Don't tell me it's these fucking Republicans again. I don't even want to hear that shit. Goddamn, guys. Don't you like Europe? I mean, it's us sending money to Ukraine. We don't have to go over there and fight right now. Oh, is the board not on?
Hey, everybody. Oh, shit. That's too much now. Apologies. There was a button that's on the back of the board that must have gotten whacked.
Yeah.
It turns on the preamp.
Yes.
From my mic.
Oh, okay.
But you still need to.
Oh, is mine fucked up?
Now that I fucked with the levels.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean?
Radio, like, everybody.
Like, you know, that's a dumb fucking thing, though, right? I mean, why not just give them more money? I don't even know how there's even a fucking choice with that shit.
Republicans are very concerned about being contrary to anything Biden wants.
No. The Republicans are Nazis. No, they're Nazis. They're concerned about being fascists. That's what, and they like Putin, and they like the oligarchs. I think that's what this is about. I don't think it's being anti-Biden. I think this is who they are. I think they want Russia to win, and I think they want Ukraine to lose. Because they're fucking Nazis. They're nasty ass people.
Yeah. Thanks for buying shit. Did I say the Amazon link when nobody could hear me? Crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit, we get a little commish. And we're still on X because it's funny, I guess. I don't know if you're into.
Oh, it's so stupid, though.
It really is amazing. And his. God, thank you. I think, thank you, David, on the Twitter.
Thank you.
Couldn't hear me, now can hear me. I'm going to have myself flogged later.
Blame the
Boardwalk Empire.
The invisible intern. Jesus.
Thanks for, okay, now I'm trying to get uncombobulated. Yeah. Fuck it. Let's go straight to the headlines.
Yes.
Don't forget crabdiving.com/Amazon.
I was excited when I looked on X earlier, by the way, because someone was trending and I thought, ooh, this is going to be a fun news day. And I don't know why he's trending, so I'm excited, but I saw he was.
Was he trending for everyone or just trending for...
Maybe just me. I have no idea. I didn't check.
Who?
The pillow guy.
Oh, no, not trending right now. But, you know, I'll look him up.
Oh, well. Shit.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPo WH White House alarm on Ukraine. We are out of money, which is what Ryan was referring to.
How the fuck is that possible? No, we're not.
The Biden administration on Monday sent Congress an urgent warning about the need to approve tens of billions of dollars in military and economic assistance to Ukraine, saying Kyiv's war effort to defend itself from Russia's invasion may grind to a halt without it.
It is the best money we've ever fucking spent. That is good money. That's a good thing to spend money on, isn't it?
Yeah, I kind of approve that one.
You don't have a choice.
In a letter to the House and Senate leaders and released publicly, Office of Management and Budget Director Shalonda Young warned the U.S. will run out of funding to send weapons and assistance to Ukraine by the end of the year, saying that would kneecap Ukraine on the battlefield. She added that the U.S. already has run out of money that it has used to prop up Ukraine's economy. And if Ukraine's economy collapses, they will not be able to keep fighting. Full stop. We are out of money and nearly out of time, she wrote.
Jesus Christ. Send them money.
Biden has sought a nearly $106 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other needs, but it has faced a difficult reception on Capitol Hill, where there is growing skepticism about the magnitude of assistance for Ukraine and where even Republicans supportive of the funding are insisting on U.S.-Mexico border policy changes.
Yes, bullshit.
To halt the flow of migrants. So, in other words, they're holding it hostage.
No. They're saying that. I think that they want Ukraine to lose. That is, because that is the Republicans' agenda. I think they're just using the border patrol thing is a prop. They don't like sending any money there. They like Russia.
Well, it's hard though because of course they passed a standalone assistance package for Israel.
Oh yes, of course.
But they won't pass the Ukraine out of the House.
Yeah.
Congress has already allocated $111 billion to assist Ukraine, including $67 billion in military procurement funding, $27 billion for economic and civil assistance, and $10 for humanitarian aid. Young wrote that all of it, other than about 3% of the military funding, had been depleted by mid-November.
Jesus, put more money in that fucking account. What is the choice, assholes? God, these Nazis that are in the Congress. You should be, people should be falling over themselves sending them money, these legislators.
Well, right.
Did you watch any of the movies from the 80s? Rush is the bad guy. You didn't see Rocky? You stupid assholes. We can't even count on
that was before they were funded by the...
That's right,
by
Pat.
Russian interest.
There's always been rumors. These fuckers are in bed with Russia. They are.
That's the headline. Over to the HuffPo. Let us see what the Drudge Report be saying.
Yes.
As I take my time opening it. Here we go. Trump attacks Drudge is the headline.
Boo.
I don't think I saw this.
Yeah.
Jesus, Drudge. All they did was a giant screen cap of one of his truths. Something happened, but when Drudge went anti-Trump, the site fell apart, very much like Ron DeSantis. It happened instantly, without notice, but I believe I know the reason why. Drudge had a big moment, but now it's gone, never to resurface again. It is totally irrelevant. That often happens when people cover Trump, all caps, unfairly. I love it.
Hey, Trump, tell me something. Just one. I have a couple of questions. Mr. Former Guy, are you taking credit for Drudge? Because Drudge was born out of Bill Clinton's dick hole. Okay?
I think he meant that was the moment. I think moment Trump meant. Okay. I guess.
That is amazing. I mean, Drudge is because of Bill Clinton's semen. Is that true?
Yes. Fundamentally,
talk about,
yes.
Talk about a job creator.
Right.
It's seeping out of his penis, even.
If he could have just aimed for the wall.
Really? We would have no Drudge.
Yeah. Fox News, meanwhile, I'm sure will be earning the ire of the former guy even more because now they've started fact-checking him.
Oh, please.
Even in real time at his Nuremberg rally in Iowa.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In Cedar Rapids on Saturday, maybe? Saturday afternoon. Fox News cut away from the Saturday afternoon Trump rally in Iowa to correct the, quote, untruths the former president was spewing and to correct the record saying the election was not stolen.
Good God. I am so confused, Stalin. I'm so confused about Fox. Are they not Nazis? They are Nazis. What is wrong with this?
Yes, but they're not Trump Nazis.
They're all not. It's all the same thing, though.
Well, yes and no.
Meaning?
Yes, that it's a lot of near the same thing, but
yeah,
not 100% because
gosh,
I think even Rupert Murdoch sees that maybe the world won't be better off if Trump comes back to
come on
office.
Rupert, tell your dumb kids to screw their Nazi courage to the sticking post and just go full Hitler.
Yeah, even
what's
though
wrong?
Even though Rupert created Trump.
You created him.
Absolutely, 100%. He created the atmosphere for Trump.
Obama created Trump.
No.
No, that is my favorite stand-up set I've ever seen in my life. That stand-up set at the 2012 he fucking nailed him. Obama was a genius, and he nailed Donald Trump. And if you went back in time and cut that out of his speech, we wouldn't have Donald Trump as president.
And two Russian hookers would have been out of a job.
So wait, and that was
out of a good pee job.
Where is that tape, by the way? Is there no follow up on that? God, what a disappointing universe.
Arthel Neville anchors Fox News Live on the weekends and has long presented an active voice pushing back on the lies and prevarications. Look, who wrote this? Prevarications. Put forth by former President Donald Trump, who has previously called for Neville to be moved off the network and onto CNN. She did the same Saturday afternoon as Trump prattled on about the size of his, quote, red button.
Wait. Did you use the word prattle?
I didn't.
That's in there?
Yes.
Is this the sign you said?
No, this is Mediaite.
Prattled.
She did the same as he prattled on about the size of his, quote, red button.
Ooh, yes.
Compared to Rocket Man, North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un.
Oh, what a proud moment.
What?
Remember that? I got a big red button, but mine's bigger and I know how to use it too.
Yeah.
That whole fucking thing. We forget about that.
This is talking.
We forget
about. I think Stormy knows about your red button.
Yes. Well, it's a mushroom. But. We have forgotten about the suck fest. Donald Trump.
Narrow it down.
Gave Kim Jong-un. Oh my fucking God.
Yes.
I just thought about that for a second. What the fuck was that about? I mean.
Well, a dictator.
Oh my
Trump's
God.
Envious that that he couldn't do the kind of shit that Kim does.
Kim, can everyone please, if you're stupid and if you're a maggot, stay home on election day. Stay home and sit on your fucking thumbs. Don't go out. Let us vote. Let your adult friends make the decisions for you, you dumbass Nazis.
He said, we've got a red button on my desk, he said. I said, I have a red button also, but mine's bigger, better, and it works. Mine works. And then, no.
Well, the former president finally got around to some campaign promises amid lots of cheering, as you heard. Many untruths. The 2020 election was not rigged. It was not stolen.
He said, we've got a red button on my...
That's Fox News.
Is it because they got caught? And they had to pay out billions
of fucking... has something to do with it.
They got caught! No. And that, you know what, Fox? You need to be sued for COVID, motherfuckers. For all the misinformation your little weirdos put out about COVID. Your ass needs to be sued for that too, right?
Yeah.
Why not?
Didn't they, the judge just ruled that he could be sued for January 6th?
Yeah, civilly. Yeah. what's left, though?
So all the police that got beaten can sue him?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Sure. But what's going to be left? I mean, can they sue Rudy, too, and Stephen Miller, and all those people in that tent? I'd want a piece of all those motherfuckers.
Yeah. And then he also said this.
But we've been waging an all-out war on American democracy. You look at what they've been doing.
We've been waging an all-out war on American democracy. Oops.
yeah. That, I mean, to be fair, is he awake right now?
Well, you know, that's like a couple of the other stories I have is that he's, you know, Morning Joe is going full all in on, is Trump okay?
Yeah, jeez, man.
And even some of the, a lot of the stuff like I saw over at Drudge was questioning his cognitive ability.
I mean, to me, I don't understand. It's like, welcome to the fucking party. He's been this stupid for years. For years. There was that movie, Unfit. It laid out the whole case why this guy is mentally fucked. You know what I mean? That's not the DSM term, but listen, he's fucked in the head. How is it? I saw this on Salon too. How is this news? The former guy is in mental decline. Camera, woman, man, TV, whatever the fuck that was. He took the test.
Perfect cognitive test.
Yeah, yeah. This article you're reading is bullshit, obviously. He's cognitively just fucking super.
former Trump White House official Alyssa Farah Griffin said yesterday that the former president appeared to have lost a step during the campaign stop in Iowa on Saturday.
lost a step!
Trump, during a rally speech in Cedar Rapids, claimed that Joe Biden is the destroyer of American democracy and vowed to do something about Obamacare, even after he claimed that he saved Obamacare.
Well, I mean, no, he didn't save Obama.
John
well,
McCain saved Obama.
Yeah, yeah. And also, he didn't write, in a sense, because what's he going to replace it with?
Well, of course.
Did he ever write a
two
thing?
Weeks? No, and it'll be ready.
No,
in two
no, no.
Weeks.
He must have written something.
2 weeks, in a couple of weeks, you're going to see a beautiful, the biggest, most beautiful healthcare.
How are you going to write it? Are you going to put a Sharpie up Stephen Miller's asshole and take the cap off?
Dr. Feelgood, Ronnie Jackson is writing it.
They're just not going to be writing anything in the Trump presidency. All they're going to be doing is putting people in jail. That's all they're going to be doing. Going after motherfuckers. It's going to be the revenge tour.
She said there's a lack of sharpness in what Trump's saying and a lack of kind of clarity. There's another clip where he basically says he's going to overturn Obamacare, but then also says that he'll fix it. Just complete inconsistencies. And for the Republicans, our strongest case against Joe Biden is the age and the decline that some of us have seen. And if I'm being honest, head to head, I'm not sure who's struggling more.
Wait a second. Is this the former Trump person?
Yes.
Go fuck yourself.
That doesn't mean she's
number one.
It doesn't mean she's pro Biden.
Number one. No, not at all. But number one, your premise is insane. You're acting like you all of a sudden saw Trump and he's mentally shit. Listen, he's been mentally shit since day one. He said there were how many people at that rally at his swearing in? Do you remember that? Oh. He's been out of his mind since day fucking one.
He had the size of his hands changed.
So I
in the picture.
So to this Trump official, and I honestly mean shame on you. You are painting a bullshit picture. You are full of lies.
Well,
you
she's testified against him.
I don't give a shit. This is a whitewashing of what was in 2016. I'm sorry. He's always been shit. And you were part of the team that sold us a bill of goods in 2016. And now you're like, oh boy, this guy's crazy. Another former person. Please.
Meanwhile, lucky Iowa.
Oh my God, when does this
Governor
end?
Ron DeSantis completed a presidential campaign milestone on Saturday by visiting all 99 counties in Iowa.
I mean,
while Trump basically ignored it. He went to Cedar Rapids and had his little rally, but he took more shots. He didn't even barely mention DeSantis. He went after Biden.
Doesn't this kind of narrative sort of seem insane to you? I mean, we've reported on this Trump fucks, done so many podcasts about his insanity. And now all of a sudden I'm looking at a story in Salon about Trump losing a step mentally. I mean, get the fuck out of here. I can't even. Please, he's always been this fucking stupid. I mean, I can't even. Oh, come on. I mean, he held the Bible up upside down. Well, that thing. It's.
And, you know, at the end of the day for him, and I have said this in return, like, you know, like, who's he? Hercules? I mean, we've seen the pictures on the golf course. I mean, I'm not going to call him the same things, but we're not talking about an Adonis over here in Donald Trump.
Chris Christie, when they asked him about if it bothers him when he calls him a fat pig.
Yeah. Jeez, man.
I don't know if Christie's going to make the... the next debate.
Yeah, yeah.
To be honest. And did you hear the amazing news?
Oh, my God, I did, Pat. It's
I can't believe with how his numbers were skyrocketing.
What's his face,
that
right?
Doug Burgum dropped out of the presidential race.
Hey, Doug, next time get a Facebook page or something. Do something. He dropped out. Why? Why, though? Why take time to do that?
he's been steadily pulling last on the list of major candidates tracked by 538.
But me too. So
is Pat. And did not qualify for the most recent primary debate.
Same as us. But you know what? We didn't qualify either, but we also didn't hire a campaign staff. How much? I want to know, can we see the balance sheet from that campaign? How much did he spend to get, what did he end up with?
Less than 1%, 1%.
Who donated to that campaign, and should they?
Well, his brother.
They need some Prozac.
Maybe.
Jesus.
So there you go. RIP, the candidacy.
Of Doug,
of
right?
Doug Burgum.
Dougie. Better luck next time.
Well, and the funny thing is.
God bless you.
In previous times, you might say, well, you know, maybe this guy is hoping he'll be vice president or something. But nobody that runs against Trump can ever be vice president because you went against him.
And nobody that polls at 0.8% after how long did he run? How long has he been a candidate? For a long time, though.
Sure, months.
Months. And this is all he could do. I mean, I don't know if it matters what he does literally at all. It's as if he doesn't exist. Kind of. Barely.
Right back to where he was.
Literally, barely.
By the way, I saw a couple stories about the latest bombshell that Comer has. On Biden is another big wet turd.
Jeez.
Comer's latest bombshell appears to be nothing more than Hunter repaying $4,000 in car payments.
To who?
To his dad. His dad might have paid the payments and Hunter paid him back.
Okay. Comer, didn't you loan your brother a couple of $100,000? Ooh, let's look into that.
On Monday, James Comer and the House Oversight Committee released a new piece of evidence claiming that Hunter Biden was funneling money to his father, President Joe Biden. But a tiny bit of investigation proved it wasn't much of a bombshell after all. The new evidence, in quotes, was touted on the Oversight Committee's social media and was accompanied by a video of Comer explaining that it proved President Biden is receiving direct monthly payments from his son through his company, Owasco. The evidence they presented were bank documents.
I mean,
but upon closer investigation further investigation by journalists and Twitter X users, the House Oversight Committee couldn't do this investigation.
No.
But on X, you could zoom in.
I
the amount of the deposits from son to father that took place in 2018 to 19 was a total of about $4,000, three payments of $1,380 that were a repayment for money Hunter borrowed during a transitional financial path for a Ford Raptor truck.
A transitional financial path, like the path that Ivanka took to get some fucking trademarks from her dad, like all this shit. Can we see a list of transactions between all the Trump nasty kids and see what they're doing? Let's see what money they're pushing around.
So the three payments of $1,380 each appear to be Hunter Biden paying his dad back for truck loan lease payments that his dad paid on his son's behalf when Hunter was low on cash.
Oh my God. Jesus. Call for Geraldo Rivera, everybody.
So what this actually proves is that Hunter Biden made good on a loan from his father and kept track of these repayments on an actual spreadsheet.
Wait a second. Wait a second. It's a scandal. This is a scandal, right? Where's the lying? Where's the bribery? Where's the raping? Where's the diddling? There's nothing, right? It's just a guy.
They're smoking gun, Ryan.
A guy borrowed money from his dad and paid him back.
And no matter how quickly and totally it's been debunked.
Yes.
It's there. The maggots will never believe anything else.
Well, they're dumb bitch ass.
They'll say, What about the Ford, all the checks that they found? Him paying Biden money.
What about learning to read? What about not being incredibly stupid your whole fucking life?
It's so annoying.
Please don't vote. If you're a dumb fuck, I am begging you, stay home. Do not vote.
Those are your headlines, among other things.
Yeah, man.
We've got
Trump's in mental decline, huh? Wow. I guess he was in tip-top sanity when he was like, "I'm gonna buy Greenland."
Former White House official stunned at his visible decline.
That former White House official can suck my dick. That is the dumbest scoop I've ever heard. Someone's writing a book. Some White House official is writing a book, and you're making everyone read this dumb, useless fucking headline. Donald Trump is an idiot. Thank you, former person.
Oh, you know where she's working now?
The Heritage Institute or some shit.
The View.
Okay. Thank you.
She's the conservative on The View now.
Oh, my God. How insightful. There we go. Oh, wow. How insightful of you. When was he mentally fit when he was like, "Bad boy, stand up and stand by"? Did you like that one?
Oh, yeah. And there are good people on both sides.
It reminds me that no matter what these fuckers do, if you served in the Trump administration, go fuck yourselves. You work for the Nazis. We can't ever forget who did that. Fuck them. The former person in that administration with an opinion. Go fuck yourself.
Let's see. The Trafalgar Group has a poll. 1,084 likely Republican voters. Trump 54%. DeSantis 17%.
Oh, that's better though, isn't it? Isn't it better?
Nikki Haley 16%. Oh, Chris Christie's doing well in this one. 6%.
Wow.
Then Vivek at 4%. Asa Hutchinson is still running?
I don't. Oh, is he really?
Well, he's still polling at 1%. And
where did Doug?
Doug Burgum, 0.0%.
But where is Doug? Where are his supporters? Where will they go? Where will that eighth of his percent be absorbed?
Yes.
You know, I think the people at Morning Joe, number one, need to kind of apologize for making Nikki Haley sound like a reasonable candidate to beat Trump. And everybody needs to. It's not. She's at 16%. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's fucked up. Please stop it. Trump is going to be the nominee. He is their fucking orange god.
Meanwhile, let's see. Wisconsin, Biden's winning in the polls.
Oh, wow.
Georgia is neck and neck.
Ugh, of course.
Arizona, Trump is winning. That's not good. Not surprising.
No.
But, you know.
God.
The
how can people be this stupid, though? No, never mind.
That's, yeah.
Who cares? You're right. I just had that conversation with myself.
Another poll. Trump 61%. Haley in second with 10.
There she is. She's
DeSantis, she's 9.
9 points. Ron, holy shit. Fire your campaign staff right now.
Ramaswamy. Well, they're leaving. Oh. Ramaswamy, 7. And then Hutchinson, Burgum, and Christie, 1% each.
Gosh, Christie.
How sad.
You're upsetting Trump's campaign. You're at 1%.
Sad.
You're at 1%.
Yeah.
You're barely beating a guy no one knows. I either one of them. Asa, whatever, and Doug, what's his face?
Doug Hutchinson?
You know, I just want to say something, and I'm only saying this because, I mean, Vivek Ramaswamy, what's he at?
Where was Vivek in that?
Is he beating Burgum and Christie?
Oh, yeah.
What? He's beating a bunch of governors, former governors, a brown person that is a Hindu, in a Republican primary. He's beating 3 white male governors. And I only mention this because...
Yeah, but he's really obnoxious and crazy.
But the Republicans, I'm mentioning this because, and you might agree with me, race matters to these people, right. Correct?
And they, when the TV's turned around, they like him.
Yeah.
When they can't see what he looks like because they like what he's saying because it's all batshit.
Yes.
And they love that shit. Congress, meanwhile, has an approval rating of 14%.
Right.
Who are those 14% that are approving of Congress?
All you got to do is get that checkbook out, you dumb fucks. Get that checkbook out and write Zelensky a check. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Who are these people?
Venmo, Ukraine, the cash.
Crazy. So some of the latest polls going on.
Yeah.
Also in the news.
I mean, you know, the thing about it is it just seems like I sound like a conspiracy theorist. But if you think about it, big picture, all of a sudden, this guy who's the GOP number one guy back in 2016 is like, well, maybe we don't need to have an adversarial relationship with Russia out of nowhere. And then out of nowhere, he says something about getting out of some fucking treaty or doing something. You know what I mean? And all of a sudden, Russia's like, you okay?
I had some tea go down the wrong way.
But all of a sudden, like being friends with Russia is a thing, even an agenda. And then you follow that up with that Ukraine scandal.
Yeah.
Where he tries to strong arm Zelensky. I mean, it's hard for me to say that the Republicans' agenda isn't pro-Russia when you think about it. And now they don't want to give them money to fight Russia. Well, then you're pro-Russia, aren't you?
By default, yeah.
I mean, not to make it a binary thing, but I think...
it's true. If you're supporting everything that Russia wants to happen, then yes, you're acting as an agent of Russia.
Yeah. It's funny because
Russian interests.
People like Trump likes to suck off totalitarians. But he is a totalitarian, not. Oh my God.
The George Santos Revenge Tour.
Oh yeah,
is beginning.
Jeez,
and I'm way all for it.
Yeah.
Today, former Congressman George Santos slurred one of his former New York Republican colleagues as a drunk and a bully. Santos, expelled on Friday, has threatened to expose alleged misdeeds by other lawmakers, suggested that Representative Brandon Williams of New York, who was seen in a video made public last week yelling at one of his staffers, mistreated members of his camp.
Yeah.
On X, Santos posted, "Maybe I should have drank more wine and berated my staffers or just voted like a Democrat. Brandon Williams is a rhino. Representative Williams, you should resign in disgrace."
Where is he speaking from? His bathroom?
No, I don't know where
he's gone, right? You're not in the...
Yeah, they changed the locks.
Yeah, dude. No, yeah. That's how bad you are. When was the last time they expelled somebody? The 1800s?
God, a long time. I don't know.
Goddamn, George.
The Santos was... Or Williams, I think, was one of these guys from New York that wanted him gone because they knew, you know, it's a purple state. And the New Yorkers, everybody was like, why the fuck are you supporting this guy?
Right. I mean, he is a Republican, though. I mean, it makes sense. He cheats. He lies. You know.
Santos condemned Williams last week over the video that apparently showed a confrontation with a former staffer at a lobbying firm's holiday party. Happy holidays. Where the GOP lawmaker appeared to threaten the former aide. "You fuck with my family, I'll end every relationship you have, every single friend. Do you understand me?"
This is the Republican Party these days, right?
Yeah, yeah. And that's his former, it's his former chief of staff.
God damn.
A spokesman accused Michael Gordon, former chief of staff for Williams, who was identified as the man in the video, of planting damaging stories after he was fired by the congressman earlier this year. Well, look, you're scumbags. All of you people are scumbags. So, yeah, you fire someone, he might be a scumbag and might try to go after you because that's who you people are.
You're spiteful. This is...
Vengeful, vengeance, violence, nastiness, backstabbing.
Well, I mean...
That's who you are.
Your leader is a gangster. And I would even say it's literally a fucking gangster. If anybody's taking that much money from the Russian mob for his fucking businesses, guess what? He's in the mob. He's a fucking gangster. And so are these little fucks.
So, too funny. George Santos.
I mean, it makes sense though, right? It makes sense that they would act like this. I mean, their golden god is literally being RICO'd. Charged for RICO acts.
Right.
That's for gangsters. Right.
Among other things.
Yeah.
Those are just some of the charges.
Right.
Also, in the news.
I wonder how many charges Matt Gaetz has. And I wonder what kind of, if you could RICO him. Right? Trafficking.
Well, the FBI didn't. So, I mean, This is a different case than the Santos shit because the Santos has charges. Santos has been indicted.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Republicans just found more. But Matt, they declined to indict, right? So
yeah, yeah.
They don't have that.
That's true.
Behind them to say they've got to find some heinous shit to get rid of him.
Right. That they, which I would guess the Republicans, aren't also involved in.
There's the rub. Yeah.
No pun intended.
Yeah. They got to Photoshop themselves out of
all
the underage girl parties. This is, you know who we played the other day that we hadn't heard from in a while, but is back.
Yes.
Because of course QAnon won't go away.
Jeez.
But Liz Crokin?
She's Q.
Liz Crokin?
Is she Q?
Is she the entity Q?
Yes.
No, she's not that smart.
Who is it?
She's not that smart. To put shit in code and numerology and stuff? Fuck no.
I'm gonna say who I think Q is, and you tell me if you think I'm right or wrong. And open your mind up. Bill Cosby.
Okay, maybe. I don't know. But I think they kind of know who Q is. It was like a couple of people at batshit right-wing site.
It's not that interesting, man.
And it's nobody, like, I don't think we would know. Like, it's just an asshole.
Shit.
And by the way, someone who sells Q merch. So follow the money.
Right, right. It's, yeah.
So here on Liz Crocus, Crokins.
Crocus.
Joint.
Right. Crocus is better for some reason.
She's got an amazingly big star.
Oh.
For her.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to get, can I get?
I mean, I was gobsmacked when I saw the star power that she attracted onto this podcast.
Jeez, is it Kirk Cameron? Is it Stu Peters?
Did you cheat?
No.
It's Kirk Cameron.
Is it real? I swear to God.
It's 100% Kirk Cameron.
Yeah.
I would have thought you would have guessed that.
No.
So
it's not, you know, you said celebrity, and I was like, well, if...
You do have to mitigate. Yeah.
Sometimes you make a joke that it's Stu Peters is on another crazy podcast, and, you know.
So Kirk Cameron, how sad, is on Liz Crokin's fucking podcast.
Jeez.
I worked in Hollywood as well, not as an actor or actress, as a journalist for many years.
I worked in Hollywood, not as an actor or an actress.
And a journalist?
But I was a journalist.
Okay. Where?
In Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
As a journalist for many years. And I saw a lot of stuff. I wasn't fully awake back then, but there was a lot of things that I saw and heard that gave me great pause. And now I focus on exposing child sex trafficking, and I focus a lot on exposing the pedophilia problem in Hollywood.
Yes.
Like pedophilia, Satan worship, death.
Satan.
Satan worship.
Satan, S-A-D-A-N, Satan worship. Satan worship.
You can pronounce it either, can't you? I mean, Satan. I like that better than Satan.
That's rampant in Hollywood. Satan worship, that's rampant in Hollywood. Back when you were, you know, a huge child actor, did you hear anything? Did you hear stories? Did you see people, you know, back then pushing, you know, the satanic agenda? or did we not witness any of that stuff?
I didn't really witness that stuff per se.
I'm amazed.
I mean, do you think this is a little crazy even for this guy?
I think, yeah, you know, he wasn't, he's probably like thinking about his agent right now and how he ended up on this, because he was sitting there and he wasn't nodding.
Right.
You know, he was just sitting there grim faced.
Yes.
While she was saying all this bullshit.
Right, right.
And even when she said, you know, Hollywood and all the pedophilia, and he just, you know, was stone faced. He didn't nod.
Does Kirk Cameron think that there's a chance that he could be back? No. Meaning like on NBC?
He is back. He's a big star, right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
How dare you?
Yeah. I'm sorry, everybody.
Don't forget. Wait, where is it?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I still had Kirk's Christmas, and it's about the right time.
Yes.
I'll look for that while you listen to the rest of the mellifluous tones of
Liz
and Kirk Cameron saying,
the satanic agenda.
Agenda?
Or Satan. did we not witness any of that stuff?
I didn't really witness that stuff per se in the specific terms that you're talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure, you know, look, evil has been around since the earth has existed. We go back to the Garden of Eden. And so I think that...
Who was evil? Who was evil in the Garden of Eden?
Geez, we know. But, I mean, I'm listening to this interview. Is it hard? Kirk Cameron doesn't want to be crazy, but he's crazy.
Yeah.
So where can he talk to Stu Peters?
Oh, God, no. I don't think he would go on Stu Peters.
Jim Baker?
Yeah.
Okay. Shit, man. I think all of this is very confusing. You know what I mean? I get that he's weirded out by...
He might be a little skeeved out by Jim Baker.
Is he skeeved out by QAnon?
Because of the financial stuff.
Right, because Jim Baker fucked with the one sacred thing. The money.
Right.
We go back to the Garden of Eden. And so I think that, yes, this stuff is real.
He looks very uncomfortable.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yes, it's real. Of course it's real. Right. Nobody's saying it's not real. No one's saying that sex trafficking doesn't happen. Isn't a horrific thing and a horrible problem that needs to be snuffed out.
Yes, but this QAnon.
But I don't think Hillary Clinton is the head of the cabal.
I mean, imagine if you are. How would you even? This is a dumb thing to say, but imagine if you're in some dungeon somewhere and you say, "Oh, I want somebody to find me. I'm being trafficked or held here," and they're actually thinking Hillary Clinton's doing it instead of the very creeps that are probably into QAnon.
They're going after some poor pizza place that doesn't have a basement.
I mean, you know, is this all projection? This is really projection.
Sure. I think we find that out with the stories we do.
You know, Yeah. It's always... how many times has it been the QAnon people?
And the hashtag not a drag queen stories. Right?
Yeah.
Here, Pastor...
Right.
Let's do it. It's Monday. Pastor arrested. I'll do news. Oh, I don't even have to. One day ago, East Bay pastor arrested for alleged sex abuse against teen.
Okay.
That's in San Francisco.
Right. Jeez. Please listen. I want everybody in San Francisco to be very careful because I saw that debate last week and I can't believe all the fecal matter.
Here we go. Florida youth pastor arrested for transmitting harmful material to minors.
Perfect. Perfect.
David Tillman Robinson, 35, had been youth pastor at Shiloh Baptist Church in Plant City, Florida, since 2019 and volunteered at Christian schools in eastern Hillsborough County.
Jesus.
The church asked him to resign in June. Resign.
That you should be arrested.
After it was discovered, he sent inappropriate text messages to at least one girl in the youth group.
You know what's weird?
The girl's family later decided to press charges and he was arrested. That means he sent dick pics.
God damn. But he's a youth pastor. Isn't he supposed to be?
Or let's have sex pics. Because, you know, I mean, if he's just chatting back and forth, it's untoward, but I don't know that it would be illegal.
You know what's weird to me? Like, let's say you're a factory worker somewhere. Or no, let's say that you're the CEO of a company and you get busted for child molestation, you get arrested. No one says at the company, well, we'll just let you resign. But at a church, for some reason, these people resign and they slink off into the wilderness somewhere.
Right.
Well, that's mainly with the Catholic Church, I guess. But
and then you run for Congress as a Republican.
God, that why is that hitting so close to home for me? I don't know.
Oh, bloody hell.
God, I mean, it really is the, I mean, you, if you're.
So there you go. I mean, now let's do drag.
Yes.
Queen arrested. And it happens.
Right. Sure.
Philippines.
Yes. Well, a drag queen was arrested in the Philippines, probably because they have a fucking oppressive-ass government.
For making fun of Jesus.
God. Jeez. Jesus isn't real. I mean, you could make fun of Han Solo, and it would be equally as meaningful.
A Philippines drag queen was arrested on Wednesday over their performance. Look at the BBC using the... performance as Jesus Christ reciting the Lord's Prayer. A video of the performance by Pura Luca Vega had sparked criminal complaints by Christian groups in July. See what a great country the Philippines are, where butthurt Christians can charge you for saying something about their magic.
The Philippines are fucked up with a capital fucking F. What's his face? The son of... The Marcos Jr.'s running that country. That's insane. That is crazy.
The 33-year-old, whose real name is Amadeus Fernando Pagente, faces up to 12 years in jail.
For making fun of Jesus?
Under the Catholic majority country's obscenity laws.
Oh my God. We are right around the motherfucking corner from that shit.
The video
People
features
don't think that.
The video features the bearded Pagente dressed as Jesus Christ performing a rock version of the Lord's Prayer in Tagalog.
Yes.
It has since been deleted, but you can find it.
Right.
The Philippines for Jesus movement, comprising Protestant church leaders, registered the first criminal complaint.
Okay.
With the Manila prosecutor's office. A second complaint was then filed by the Nazarene Brotherhood, a Catholic group.
Okay. The Nazarene Brotherhood. That sounds... Why does that sound... Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. We got ShamWow over here for these Nazarenes.
On Thursday, we'll have the towel snapping.
Pour a little more water on the hot rocks. More steam.
For decades, drag queens in the Philippines have been popular entertainers who impersonate singers and actresses and deliver punchlines and stand-up shows. But Pagente is part of a new generation of drag queens who use their performances to champion their causes and test the limits of free speech.
Well,
they told AFP, the Agence France-Presse, that the arrest shows the degree of homophobia in the Philippines. I understand that people call my performance blasphemous, offensive, or regrettable. However, they shouldn't tell me how I practice my faith or how I do my drag.
Hell yes.
Meanwhile, I don't think they were, it's not like they were, had their titties hanging out or they weren't doing anything filthy.
Right.
They were kind of in drag makeup. They have a beard.
Yeah.
And they sang the Lord's Prayer.
Well, these people are nuts in the Philippines. And I
religious say, people.
Oh yeah,
in general,
right. And I would say that that guy
very
that's,
religious
that's running the fucking say. Philippines is not any crazier or less crazier than the former guy or Xi.
Because I know a lot of religious people that aren't. You know, I just convince myself that they don't really believe it, but they're just pretending.
Yeah,
like most of the Catholics I know and I grew up with.
Yeah, right. Or they're real estate agents. They're using it for the hookups.
Yeah,
you know.
And I would bet 1 out of 10 of them still go to mass.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Every week.
I got a relative that sells all kinds of, like, malpractice insurance. And he goes to a fancy mega church in a city.
Oh,
because.
Hands out his business cards.
Hell
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
He is printing money there at that go. Motherfucker.
Look at the time flying coming up on the top of the hour here, everybody. It's the sun's about to set here in the panhandle.
Yes.
Not a bad day. I mean, it was
a
little gray, but I can't complain about 68 degrees.
That's right, Pat.
In December.
Yes.
Watching the new Frasier. Not bad. Pretty funny at times.
Yeah. I mean, I like
very
it.
Nostalgic. I like, which is why I'm torn by this story.
Yes.
Because he was doing an interview somewhere and, they cut him off when he started talking about how he still supports Trump.
Jeez. Kelsey. God, fuck yeah.
The BBC says it was shut down by Paramount PRs. Oh. When questioning Kelsey Grammer on his support for Donald Trump.
Is he insane? Does he hate people of color and gay people and black people?
Kelsey Grammer sounded curt this morning when he brusquely... Oh, so he doesn't want to talk about it. That may irritate me more.
Yeah, fuck him.
That if he's worried about declaring his support for Trump just because he's worried people won't watch his show.
You're going to get Roseanne?
I'm still going to watch the show. I'm still going to laugh. I like it.
Well, I mean, you know, but the argument is there's a lot of other shows that are funny, not headed by Nazis.
He sounded curt this morning when he brusquely told BBC Today program interviewer that he still supports Donald Trump, but according to his interviewer, the curtness doesn't tell the full story. Grammer's interviewer, Justin Webb, said Frasier's star was perfectly happy to go on talking about his support for the former POTUS, but the Paramount Plus PR team, less so.
Yeah. Well, they don't want their big star talking about his shitty fucking politics.
Right.
But you know what? He should. And too bad, because you gave your big star, who has nasty ass fascistic politics, a boatload of money. So go fuck yourselves and let everybody know who the fuck he is. My God. Who gives a fuck? Frasier.
I take it you're not watching Frasier anymore.
No. It's all bullshit. I mean, it's like, what are we talking about? Like, you're talking about a guy that, I mean, is he going to speak for him?
No, he's a quiet supporter. I mean, he's mentioned that he supports him, but he's never been out stumping for him as far as
horrible. That it's deplorable even. Think about what that guy could do to this country. And look at this dumb, rich asshole. It's because he's rich. We all know he's a fucking asshole anyway. Right? I mean, you know, his Wikipedia is not boring. If you skip down to the personal section.
The interviewer said, you mentioned Roseanne early on, who had a great comeback. He said he saw her her comeback, you know, before she went totally nuts.
Yes.
That kind of inspired him to maybe bring back Frasier.
Oh.
He said, at least you were a Trump supporter. I'm fascinated to know if you still are. Graham responded, I am, and I'll let that be the end of it.
Oh, yeah? Well, maybe the world doesn't want to let that be the end of it, you fuck. What the fuck does he think? It's not the end of it if you say it. Talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Graham is a prominent Republican supporter. He mainly discussed the Frasier reboot during the interview, along with touching on the tragic murder of his 18-year-old sister, which he's just written a book about.
Yeah. Jeez.
Frasier was rebooted by Paramount Plus 2 months ago after 20 years off the air.
And he's a big old Trumpalo.
With a new cast, including Only Fools and Horses star Nicholas Lyndhurst. He's the British guy.
Yeah. I mean, the show is great. It really is very funny, and the writing is superb, you know. But you know what? I don't need to look at any fucking Hitler paintings at the museum, do I? There's plenty of other paintings to look at. Fuck this fucking guy.
What museum are you going to?
I'm just saying, there are
Hitler museums.
No, I'm saying. Hitler paintings. And why it's...
The Trump Library?
No, this is the very, very point. You're making my point. You don't need to appreciate this guy. There are other people that write just as well or better.
Well, there's a lot of people better acting than
that, that fucking Nazi. Well, hey, I don't know.
Which I mean, there has been speculation that that's one of the reasons that maybe David Hyde Pierce bowed out.
Of course.
Because David Hyde Pierce is the profound opposite. Has a husband.
Yes, of course.
And
Kelsey Grammer. David Hyde Pierce
supports Donald Trump.
Yeah, no. I mean David. Kelsey Grammer probably does not like David Hyde Pierce because he's gay
and a big libtard.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, how the fuck do you? How?
I can't imagine anybody in Hollywood being homophobic.
I mean, This is the whole thing. Everybody,
you never hear John Voight. Even John Voight keeps his trap shut about that, right?
Oh, he's what, homophobia?
Yeah.
Oh, John Voight's a big homophobe, I would think. I mean, it fits in the Venn diagram with all these
but
people.
But he keeps his trap shut.
Oh, yeah. I guess, yeah.
About that issue.
I mean, you know, it's crazy. It's like this guy that Kelsey Grammer worked with for years is a gay man. Was his scene partner. In scenes for years is gay, and he is supporting a candidate that hates gay people. It is fucked up.
I don't think Trump cares either way, but he courts the people that hate gay people.
Yes, he hate. I don't know, man. I
don't think Trump gives a shit either way. I mean, I really don't. I don't think it registers with him. He used to be a Democrat. He used to support LGBTQ issues.
Right.
I don't think he cares. It's all transactional. What will help me?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yes. Demonizing gay people. He's a Nazi. Vermin.
This is now a war. A war against all of us. The Biden administration is a corrupt mob. and the Obama administration fuels the cycle.
I remember.
Yes.
You got it within the first 11 seconds.
Right.
Remind them about the black guy.
Yes.
And the Obama administration fuels the cycle.
Ooh. God.
A corrupt mob, the Biden administration, in comparison.
Yes.
To what we had. Holy fucking shit.
So
that
stupid.
Anybody could suggest that this administration is remotely as corrupt as Trump and all the way down.
I don't know how you...
Beyond laughable.
I don't know how, if you're a public figure, how you live with yourself by voicing the least amount of support for that fuck. I don't even get it. I don't know how you look yourself in the mirror and say, I said today on in an interview that I'm still a supporter of Donald Trump and can live with yourself. I can't imagine. Shame. Shame on you, motherfucker!
He could have said, I will support the Republican nominee, or I'm waiting to see what happens in the primaries.
But he didn't. He said the Trump thing. It's telling.
He's sad.
Fucking Nazi.
Although this person said, I just read about Kelsey Grammer. Kelsey Grammer's life. Man, his life has been a hot mess. Guys like John Voight and Randy Quaid seem to have insanity mixed in.
Meaning
like him, John Voight, and Randy Quaid. Come on, you would have to be to support Trump.
Yeah.
Says this person.
You have to be insane or a racist or a fascist. You know what I mean? It's like, Kelsey Grammer doesn't seem crazy to me. He's a guy that is on a sitcom and he is shooting episodes every day and doing rehearsal and learning lines. He is a sane, rational person that is an evil little fucking maggot.
Historian Michael Beschloss shared the wanted poster for Benedict Arnold. $200 reward.
Jesus.
That was a lot of money.
Wow.
Mark Hamill responded, Dear Michael Beschloss, Benedict Arnold became shorthand for traitor for selling an American battle plan to the Brits and offering them West Point for £10,000 and a British military commission. He was never found guilty of sexually assaulting a woman, stealing top secret documents and lying about it, committing massive business fraud, stealing money from a children's charity, paying hush money to a porn star, lying more than 33,000 times in 4 years, including the big lie about a rigged election, inciting an insurrection, attempting a coup against his own government, or giving his rivals mean nicknames. Seems a bit unfair to Mr. Arnold. Am I missing something?
Thank you, Luke. That was Luke Skywalker coming to the rescue.
Mark Hamill, man.
Hell yeah, I love that. I love him. He's great. Fuck Trump.
Fuck Kelsey Grammer.
Fuck Kelsey Grammer. Seriously. I
guess I shouldn't have said that.
I'm glad we're talking about it because it's a problem we all have.
It's going to taint the Frasier experience now.
Fucking yes. It's a Nazi. Nazi, you can't get fascism out. Fascism is insidious. It's insidious. This guy who comes out and says, I support Trump, who's a fucking fascist, who says insane, who wants to, he said so much crazy shit lately. And it's Kelsey Grammer, who gets his asshole powdered 24/7 on a goddamn TV set, supports Trump. Go fuck yourself, you fucking fat cat bitch. Please, you support Trump, you rich asshole. Holy fucking shit.
Well, remember what an asshole he was on Real Housewives?
Yes, of course.
What's her name? Camille?
Camille. You know, this to me is mass media in America saying, you know what? We're not that concerned about Donald Trump getting elected again. That's what the planet says. The planet says, hey, we know he supports a fascist, but I like that show and I'm not that concerned about his. And then he's normalized. And then he's fucking normalized. Fuck that shit. I want a list to everybody on Netflix that votes for Donald Trump, and I want them off. That's what I'd say if I ran that company.
Meanwhile, one of my favorite senators, John Fetterman, have you seen
love this guy.
Have you seen him trolling Bob Menendez? he wants Bob Menendez out. He was like, he even tweeted the other day. He was like, when they got rid of Fetterman, he's like, now do Menendez.
Well, yeah, the guy, yes. This is what Democrats do.
Right.
They want people that are hiding gold bars up their asshole. And Fetterman had a deal with who? Who is he working for?
Egyptians.
Okay. Yeah, we don't need him as a senator, right? Who's running New Jersey? He's from Jersey.
On X, Fetterman said, I thought my ethically challenged colleague, Bob Menendez, could use some encouragement given his substantial legal problems. So I approached a seasoned expert on the matter to give Bobby from Jersey some advice.
Hey, Bobby. Look, I don't think I need to tell you, but these people that want to make you get in trouble and want to kick you out and make you run away, you make them put up or shut up. You stand your ground, sir, and don't get bogged down by all the haters out there. Stay strong. Merry Christmas.
Is this really George Santos on Cameo?
Oh my God.
It might be. This guy looks just like him if it's not him.
Man, Fetterman's crazy. Dude, why does he just walk over there? He's a big guy. Say, hey, George, get the fuck out. Wait, what? No, it's Bob.
What?
Bob. Bob Menendez.
Yeah. Why doesn't
Fetterman just walk across the hall and say, hey, man, you should leave?
He's on Cameo. So Fetterman.
Paid
Fetterman's people pay George Santos.
That's funny.
George Santos is charging $200 per video on Cameo. Oh my God.
Fetterman, I hope you didn't give the guy your credit card number or anything like that. Hopefully they
24-hour delivery.
Yeah. Jeez. He got it to him in a day. That's what Santos says.
The expelled member of Congress from New York City, he says in his ad.
What a great story. What a great story. I wonder if George, what kind of money is he making on Cameo, do you think?
What's going on?
Do you think he's making like $1,000 a day?
Well, I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's got 6 demo or
does he have a lot
ones.
Of reviews, or how does it work? Are there reviews or stars or likes or some shit?
He's got 4 reviews, 5 stars.
Ooh, okay. Well, then so he's done well.
He's only just started, so
no, okay.
That's awesome.
It's really how did he
hey, tough years make us stronger. 2024 is gonna be a much, much better year. Keep your head up. Look forward, never look back, and everything is going to be okay. You will get through this. You are fabulous, and you're going to slay 2024. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Bye.
I just grieve for the Americans that vote for these people. I grieve for your brains that are mush and just total shit.
Hey, James and Sophia, congratulations on your engagement. And also, I wanted to stop by and say thank you for your thankless $200. Public service in the Delaware legislature. It is not for the faint of heart. Staff is the most important part of a representative of government.
Ooh, your staff.
Staff is
my staff is my most important part.
I mean, Jesus Christ, does this guy have... Do you think Santos has an agent for public events, for like speaking and shit like that?
He will. He's going to end up on maybe not on Fox, but on
jail,
like Newsmax or something.
Isn't he going to end up in jail though? Didn't he do
Probably,
enough shit
yeah, yeah.
where?
Hey, fantasy football leagues, dorks. Looks like one of your friends isn't really your friend, and you should really consider a new friend because he thinks that none of you get laid because you're a bunch of dorks that never get anything right on your football fantasy league. I mean, God. Is it true? Are you guys that lame? Bye.
I just made $200.
I can't believe people voted for him. I just can't imagine. the level of antidepressants these people. If you think that, that you hate yourself so much that you vote for these Republicans, you need some lithium, honestly, some Prozac. You need it all. You need all the antidepressants shoved up your asshole. This is that guy. That guy won an election, meaning more people voted for him than the person he was running against. Is that correct?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God.
So, the most expensive is from Gurdeep Pandher? I don't know who that is.
It's not Rudy?
A Sikh, Canadian, Yukon-based author, teacher, and performer who makes... Oh, he's the Punjabi dance video guy.
Oh.
I've seen him before. He's the most expensive. $2,000.
Jeez.
For your own Punjabi dance video from him.
Right.
And then the second highest cameo...
Yes?
Is fucking... Let me see if there's an example. Here they go. Well, they are a little bit longer.
The second most expensive?
This is the second. $1,500 per cameo.
Okay, I have a guess. Michelle Obama.
No.
Okay.
If you are a great investor, let me ask you this.
I'm proud of my track record.
Why are you on Cameo?
I love Cameo.
Great investors on Cameo? Put up the graphic.
Cameo.
That's put
I
up the graphic.
Cameo.
You can.
Oh, okay, so that's him on.
Who is this?
Here we go.
Hey, Corey. L'amore. Whoa, 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 whoa. Listen, I want to congratulate you on your wedding here. June 13th, the magic day. Ashley booked me for this, and I'm very proud to be part of love. That's what it's all about. Now, I think this is actually fantastic, but I want to remind both of you that marriage, while so romantic, is also a financial commitment.
Who is this?
Kevin the Shark O'Leary.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Wonderful.
Mr. Wonderful.
Is making $1,500.
Hey, wait a second. Wait a second, Mr. Wonderful. How much have you made to date on this? How much? I want to know.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. He's got 250 reviews.
Oh, wow.
4.89 stars. I think that's pretty good.
That is good. Jeez.
Mr. Wonderful delivers.
He's on Cameo. All the sharks must be on Cameo. Is everyone on TV on Cameo? Is that how this works?
I guess.
Man.
But that was Hasan Minhaj.
Yeah.
Interviewing him, making fun of him. He's like, I love Cameo.
Of course he does.
He gets to make all these ridiculous... Hey, congratulations on your marriage.
Yes. My God.
I just made $1,500.
He's like Canada Trump, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's kind of an asshole, yeah.
Yeah.
Made his money with education.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like education software or something?
Right. Textbooks, things of that nature.
How did we get there? From Fetterman trolling.
Yeah, yeah.
John Fetterman trolling.
Bobby. These gold bars in your fucking sock drawer and shit, man.
Sending Bob Menendez.
God.
A cameo. Genius. I don't know.
That's
whoever,
so smart.
If it was him or not, whoever he has working on his staff that comes up with all these, all the trolls and everything.
Well, that's excellent. In character for him, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's on brand.
So there you go. That's that story. Let me.
The Republicans can't do anything like that. You know why? They aren't funny.
Not funny.
No.
Masturbation. Sadomasochistic abuse.
There are exceptions.
That guy's fucking hilarious. You know, he does good work.
The turning point was yesterday. I was sick all day. Spiritually.
I was sick all day spiritually.
Shit, man.
The turning point was yesterday.
That is so funny.
He hasn't been that prolific these days. I mean, he has been, but
I mean, is he? I wonder if you asked an info warrior, a true fan, has Alex Jones lost a step since the Sandy Hook thing?
I would think he has, yeah.
And he kind of taught, he used the Sandy Hook thing, I imagine, because he had to fill content.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
It must be tougher for him to do that now. I guess he's talking about, does he ever talk about the frogs on Mars or something? The frogs that are gay that go to Mars.
Well, he sat there. Like that. He sat there and listened to the guy who said that, that there's a colony on Mars of pedophiles.
Oh, that's right.
And then the gay frogs were the other one, and then there were human pig chimera, right?
Oh, weren't
those some of his big ones and chemtrails and.
Boy, if I was a chimera, I don't think I'd want to be fused with a pig. Well, I'd rather be a bird. I think some cool fucking bird.
Right.
Or shark.
Unless you, you know, like got the stupid feet and the beak and no wings.
Yeah, no
out
wings.
Of the deal. Yeah.
It's got one I got a feathery face and that's it. The rest of everything, it's normal.
You failed the chimera lottery.
It sucks.
Oh, yeah. We talked about the swing and the miss, Comer.
Yay.
So sad.
What? Unpredictable, even.
Right, right. But it's just, it shows that they don't care about the facts at all. And they know that they're, the base is just a bunch of moron lemmings.
Yes.
That will never let go.
Right.
All Comer has to do is go out there and say, we got this bombshell information. Hunter Biden paying off his dad. You can smell the Chinese jism on the dollar on the yen.
I mean, that's kind of funny, but they really were checking for bamboo on those ballots.
That's,
I mean, you know,
an embarrassing.
It's really
one of our more embarrassing points of our history as a country.
What did someone said, when lies persist in a society, that's a sign that, you know, you turn it into a big fat fascist storm.
That's it. They distort what truth is. So you can't. Trump said, don't believe me. Trump said, literally, don't believe what you see and hear.
You know, it's
just believe me.
Right. You know, it's funny. It reminds me of a Shark Tank episode with Kevin O'Leary. Because if you're talking about skewing your image, he got particularly heated because there was an entrepreneur there trying to pitch his product, Skinny Mirror. And when you looked at it, it made you look skinnier than you actually are.
Right, right.
And everybody was laughing about it, but Kevin O'Leary got so mad. And rip that entrepreneur new asshole. He's like, how dare you give someone a skewed view of themselves?
Right, right.
It's like, oh, Jesus, dude. Fuck.
Let's see. Liz, Trump is really pissed because something Liz Cheney said.
Okay.
In her upcoming book.
Oh, yes.
Of course. Oath and Honor.
Right.
The former Republican congresswoman. Let's not, again, forget a spectacular asshole.
She hates gay people.
A spectacular. Correct? Well, she's come around.
She doesn't want women to have abortions or.
That's
she cool
she's still,
with,
yeah, yeah.
Against that. Okay.
She describes in her book, she describes an interaction with Kevin McCarthy.
Gross.
The former House Speaker.
Ugh.
In the aftermath of the January 6th attack on the Capitol, McCarthy expressed to Cheney that he was, quote, really worried about Trump's mental well-being. McCarthy, now this I don't believe.
Oh, yeah.
McCarthy allegedly told Cheney.
Yes.
Trump's not eating. So they asked me to come see him.
Oh my God. I heard about this over the fucking weekend and I've been dying for us to talk about this. He's not eating. Lies, 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 lies. Fascism, fascism, fascism.
He's
that
laying
is fascism.
In this darkened room with sad music playing and
a
pink princess mask over his eyes.
Yes, we're
sleeping mask.
Imagine the amazing move of the Overton window so we can all believe Trump isn't eating. That is, no pun intended, hard to swallow.
McCarthy told Liz Cheney he was going to go to Trump's to Mar-a-Lago to check on him. Cheney was incredulous. What? You went to Mar-a-Lago because Trump's not eating? She said.
Yeah.
And he reiterated, McCarthy, that Trump is, quote, really depressed. So Trump is pissed. That really pisses him off.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So he truthed about her.
Right, sure.
Crazy Liz Cheney, who suffers from Trump derangement syndrome at a level rarely seen before, writes in her boring new book that Kevin McCarthy said he came to Mar-a-Lago after the rigged, all caps, election.
Yes.
Because, quote, the former president was depressed and not eating. That statement is not true.
Yes.
I was not depressed. I was angry.
But you were eating, though,
Donald. And it was not that I was not eating. It was that I was eating too much.
He said that?
Yeah.
Well, no, wait a second. I've never agreed with anything this guy said, but I imagine you probably were, dumb fuck. Absolutely you were, right? Do you agree? I agree with that statement. What the fuck?
That's not why Kevin McCarthy was there. He was at Mar-a-Lago to get my support and bring the Republican Party together. Only good intentions. Only good intentions.
Oh, yes. Kevin McCarthy's whole Trump's so frail looking. He doesn't want it. It's weird. You're not eating. Why is this diaper so full then, Donald? Wow. You're not eating. Look at all these rappers. These Mac rappers.
He was real mad about that one. Don't say I was sad and not eating.
Don't worry about it, Donald. No one believes that in the least. No one believes that. Come on.
Yeah, don't worry.
Shit. Can we interview?
Well, they do. Poor President Trump was depressed.
Let's interview the kitchen staff.
Yeah, he was depressed after January 6th because it didn't work.
It didn't work.
Why else would he have been depressed? Not because his people became violent and he was horrified by their behavior.
Listen, man.
He was pissed that it didn't work.
We should know all we need to know about that fuck by his reaction to the Nazi march in what was that town where he's like stand up and stand by or stand by and stand down or whatever the fuck he said.
Oh yeah, the
Charlottesville.
Yeah,
Charlottesville.
stand by,
stand down. I'm not eating. I'm upset. I'm a sad Nazi. We can't get this sad Nazi to eat nothing.
Nobody believes it.
Shit, man.
Here's James Comer jizzing himself.
Oh.
Today, the House Oversight Committee is releasing subpoenaed bank records that show Hunter Biden's business entity, Owasco PC, made direct monthly payments to Joe Biden. This wasn't a payment from Hunter Biden's personal account, but an account for his corporation that received payments from China and other shady corners of the world.
It's not true.
And other shady corners of the world, you racist. Expound upon that. What do you mean, the shady corners? Hey, James, you are working in a shady corner of the planet right now. This Congress of yours, you guys are fighting. You guys are the shady corner. I mean, come on.
This person says, due to James Comer's hard work, Biden has now not been impeached 347 times.
But,
like, they can't even go on, Fox or anything anymore. Because even on Newsmax, they're mad at him because he hasn't come up with anything.
Newsmax is mad at Comer because
and people like him that come on and say, you know, we got him this time. And they're like, well, you've been saying that, Congressman, even on Newsmax.
Okay. Newsmax, you can't just say, I'm going to believe this bullshit and not believe this bullshit. You work in bullshit. You are bullshit. And you traffic in Nazi bullshit.
Right.
So when a little Nazi lies to you and you believe it every time, I think that's on you, you fucks. You fucking losers. Choke on it. Have Kelsey Grammer on to do the fucking weather while you're at it.
This person says in 1976, they're investigating gifts that were given to Hunter Biden. They're pulling in some guy named, they're subpoenaing Santa Claus. and elves because Hunter Biden was like 10.
Is it true that Hunter Biden got an illegal gift from Santa?
Where does that gift come from? We got him now.
What about that? Let's look at the gifts that Clarence Thomas has gotten for Christmas over the year, or Leto.
Oh, right. Or Comer.
Yes.
Remember, we found out that he literally has, he lent his brother 200 grand. The exact same amount of money.
Right, right. So let's look up his ass. Come on. Drop the pants, James. It's time to look into you. Yes.
Meanwhile, Jared and Ivanka, that's all we're going to say.
Yeah.
Billion, 2 billion.
And supposedly, there's a mountain of evidence against bad shit they did that no one is. Why doesn't our Senate have a hearing? Drag those fucks in. Talk to them about their possible illegalities that they did while Schittler was in office. You know what I mean?
Oh, right. They don't have that kind of time.
Oh, yes, they do. Yes, they do, you fucks. You guys take so many fucking vacations. God, go down to your pharmacy, get some Adderall, and put all of these Nazis in jail, okay?
We've got also...
Yes?
In the news. I keep hearing, like, music going or something.
Oh, I don't know.
Not my headphones. I thought it was my headphones. Maybe it's a car outside. I think that window's cracked open a little bit, actually. Mm. Great neighbors.
Yeah.
Have been standing out there listening to us.
Right.
The honeymoon is over, says USA Today.
Okay.
For House Speaker Mike Johnson.
I forgot about him. Is he out soon? Are they going to vote him out?
Some of their House representatives, most conservative lawmakers, are now warning him that his grace period is over.
Mike Johnson is so jeebusy, guys. I don't know if you're going to be... I don't know a grace period. I think next time when they choose someone, the voting thing doesn't work. Just let them go down to the House floor and beat the shit out of each other. And you have the winner can be the majority leader, right?
Yeah.
Why not?
I guess they gave him a couple of mulligans.
Yeah.
But this working with Democrats thing has just got to stop.
What did he do that he's working with Democrats?
The kept the government going.
That's it.
Well, you know.
And wasn't he against?
There's some other big things coming up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what about, does Mike Johnson want to fund the war in Ukraine?
I think so. Oh, yeah, wow, I think Mike. He is actually pro that. But he wants to hold a hostage.
Okay, sure.
Johnson's relationship with the conference's hard right wing is now like any other marriage or relationship, says Representative Andy Ogles of Tennessee from the House Freedom Caucus.
Oh my God.
You have to build trust. You have to have expectations set and expectations met. And now that's the phase we're going into with the new speaker.
Wait a second. Here's my expectation. My expectation that is that you would suck Mike Johnson's dick. You guys are, you overlap everywhere on the Venn diagram, right? These are the same people. But you don't like him? Jesus, these guys are hard to please. I mean.
Johnson's new role in Congress is one of the four party leaders referred to as the Four Corners.
Yeah.
Along with House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has required him to represent all House Republicans, not just the conservative ones.
Well,
that applies to delicate negotiations, such as efforts to avoid partial government shutdown that could begin in January. We've got another one coming up.
Oh, perfect. The Congress is literally dysfunctional. I don't think my idea is that bad. You just have them beat the shit out of each other till they find a leader.
Chip Roy from Texas ain't happy.
He ain't ever happy, Pat.
He's been more busy negotiating four corner deals than talking with his conference.
Didn't Chip Roy, didn't he vote to not send aid to some state?
Yeah, something, yeah.
His own state, though. He's Texas, right?
Yeah.
It was funding to
the hurricane
that hit Houston or something. No, no, it was Maria. It was the Puerto Rico.
Johnson, according to a spokesperson, is focused on addressing the migrant crisis at the southern border, cutting back on federal spending. That means Medicare and Social Security, and proceeding with House Republicans' impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden.
What is not to like, you fascist? He's doing all the things you love. What? Why don't you like him? God. I'm not defending Mike Johnson, but I'm just saying, what's he got to do to win your support? He's doing all the bad things. He wants to go home at night and talk to his wife. He's like, honey, I'm doing all the bad things. And they want to get rid of me. What the fuck?
I think some of them are even realizing it, though. Scott Perry, lunatic from Pennsylvania, Freedom Caucus.
Yeah.
Signaled some conservatives are willing to accept a spending agreement larger than some of their original demands.
No, Scott. Fuck you. You're done. You're primaried. Go fuck yourself.
Remember, they want to get rid of the IRS. They want to defund the IRS. So, and the one thing that Biden hired used all that money for was, and literally is to go after people who make more than $400,000 a year.
Right, right.
And the IRS even said they're not going to be going after people anymore, you know, hard or than who make under $40,000 a year, under $50,000.
Right. But that's.
And the Republicans are like, they're coming after you. They're going to kick in your trailer.
Well, I mean, you know, I think their donors are concerned about that. Right. About the rich people getting audited, I imagine. Poor Mike Johnson, that stupid shitbag. You've done everything. You've been such a evangelical, dumb little troglodyte. Worshiping, praying, all the dumb shit. Hating gay people. They should love you. I don't know what's wrong with them. I'm so sorry, Mike.
For Johnson's part, the recently installed speaker has been pressing the Senate to pass as much of the House Republicans' sweeping border plan, referred to as HR2, in conjunction with continued U.S. assistance to Ukraine. So that's the gun to Ukraine's head.
See, this is the Republicans are like, what have you done for me lately? There's no bigger evangelical than Mike Pence. And they were like, he can go fuck off. He did everything right except that one thing. There's no room with these people. You have to do all the fascism.
A bunch of the Republicans say he's in a tough situation. No shit.
Yes. Because of you guys.
And then allegedly, you've got, in the background, McCarthy trying to wreak revenge.
Yeah. What, with his fist or something?
No, like going after Matt Gaetz.
Yeah, yeah.
And making sure that the Freedom Caucus doesn't get their way.
Didn't he elbow somebody in the back?
Allegedly.
God damn, Kevin. You used to be the minority leader of the House. You know what
Majority
I mean?
Leader.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ooh. Speaker.
Yeah, third in line to the president. And you would think, I'm trying to picture Biden doing that to someone. Or Barack. I don't know. It's just, you guys are super punchy, the Republicans. Am I imagining that?
Yeah.
They're angry.
Yeah, yeah.
They're violent.
Let's see. Also in the news, we got a little bit here left in the big show.
I mean, it makes sense, though, because their guy that's getting 60% of the vote in the Republican Party, who's going to be their nominee, is very violent. So
he's kind of into it. Yeah.
He loves that shit, man. Loves it.
Not himself.
No, no, no. He likes watching.
He would run screaming if anybody actually came swinging.
Yeah. I think that diaper would be blown through.
When animals get pissed.
Yay!
This one, a woman from Boston.
Yes.
Was paddleboarding.
Oh, fuck.
With a family member in the Bahamas today.
Is there something we could do with these surfboards and these paddleboards that could make them so sharks wouldn't be able to get them?
The woman and a male relative were paddleboarding at a resort about 3/4 of a mile away from the shore.
That is a long ass way from shore, guys. That's a long fucking way.
When she was bitten by a shark.
How, 3/4 of a mile out?
Yeah, that's kind of a ways out.
Are you fucking crazy on a paddleboard?
A lifeguard on duty who saw the incident went out in a boat to rescue the pair.
Yeah.
CPR was administered. However, she suffered serious injuries to the right side of her body.
Ugh. The shark.
Including her right hip region and her right upper limb.
Did she survive?
No.
Fuck this shark, man.
Declared dead at the scene.
Damn it. It's just insane. I don't know. We live in such a weird world.
The attack comes just one day after a 26-year-old woman died after she was bitten by a shark in Mexico as she swam with her young daughter.
What are we...
Shark attacks are rare in the Bahamas.
Oh, fuck off.
But several have been reported in recent months.
Wait a second. They're rare, but there's been several. Oh, my God. I'm doublespeak. This is doublespeak. They talk about this in George Orwell's 1984. I'm being made to think that there are no shark attacks, but there clearly are. There hasn't been any, but there's been several.
Well, they're usually rare.
Usually.
Oh, my God.
We got to get rid of that word.
Generally?
Well, I don't know. We haven't had very many, but there's been several. What the fuck?
So,
fuck these sharks, man.
There you go. Shark bites.
Yeah.
Not sharks ain't fucking around.
Well, let me tell you something. We can bite too. I mean, there's something.
Bite a shark? Bite a back?
I don't know.
You suggest?
No, what if we electrified the paddleboard? Some of the shark was like swooned up and went chomp, chomp, chomp. It like shocks you. And it makes the shark stop. Like a shock.
Meanwhile.
Okay, well.
A shark sank its teeth into Steve Reinhardt's right arm.
Get the fuck off me, shark.
On one of his Palm Beach Gardens morning swims.
Yes.
Even with the cast wrapped around the arm, laced with stitches, and a graft of skin missing from his leg.
Come on.
He counts himself as a lucky guy.
And when's he getting back in that water?
The one person on the beach nearby that morning had medical experience and knew exactly what to do to help him.
Yay.
In the water, I felt something hit my arm and thrash it around.
Oh, fuck me, sharks.
I lifted up my arm and it looked like a Halloween prop.
Fuck these fucking sharks.
I thought
sharks.
For sure I was going to lose it. I knew I had to get to shore before I bled out or passed out.
We don't have to let these animals turn us into Halloween props. That's fucked up, man. Think about that. It looked like I did horror makeup to make my arm look like this, but
he's
it was
a former
shark.
Professor of anatomy at Florida International University, so he noticed exactly where his arm was injured and knew he had to swim as fast as he could get back to shore.
I don't need an anatomy degree to know at that point, yes, it's time to get back to shore.
He was 100 yards out.
That's insane! Listen to me. That is insane. Why do you need to go so far fucking out?
He made it in time and bumped into Eva Karsai, who was collecting seashells on the beach.
Yeah.
He'd been battered and tossed against rocks on the 100-yard swim back.
Oh, God, it sounds like what a shit swim that was, huh? Should have skipped that morning.
He's a former boxer. He said, I think my experience fighting got me used to fear. Every time I would get in the ring, I have had fear, but you just have to get through it.
No, or you just don't go in the fucking water. There's that, too. You know, you're a boxer, right?
He noted that the water was murky that day. He couldn't see his hands in front of him. And there were tarpon leaping from the water beside him.
Yes. So running away from a fucking
there
shark.
You go.
Or swimming away or whatever.
He said he knew he shouldn't have swam out so far.
No fucking shit. 100 yards.
Karsai spotted him on the beach. She called 911, used a string from his swim trunks and a nylon ribbon to tie 2 tourniquets on his arm.
Well, it worked out then, didn't it?
The paramedic that arrived said she saved his life because his arm was bleeding like crazy.
Ugh. God, these fucking sharks, man. Fuck them.
He said he never had been bitten before, but he sees sharks all the time.
Oh, wow.
On the swims he takes a few times a week.
Mm-hmm. And when will you will you continue those swims?
About I know 3 months earlier, he kicked a shark.
Oh,
but swam away unscathed.
That would have been it for me, though.
He said, Ryan.
Yes, I can't wait to get back in the motherfucking water.
He will keep going for regular swims.
You know who loves that?
But he may not swim again at that exact beach.
Oh, it doesn't. Go down to New Smyrna, then. The shark bite capital of the fucking planet. Down there.
Well, yeah, and listen to this. Shark bites are so rare. Gordon Wilson, Palm Beach County Fire Rescue firefighter and paramedic who treated him, is a shark bite survivor himself.
Yes! It's so rare. It never happens.
He has helped many attack victims during the past 25 years, but said this was one of the worst bites he had ever
seen. But not rare. He said he's seen many victims of shark attacks. It's not rare. It's many.
He got
several.
A medical grade tourniquet on Reinhard's arm and bandaged it up as soon as he saw him, took an ambulance to the trauma center.
Hello? Man, the shark bite center, because there's never any shark attacks. When we got there, the nurse was like, oh, it's a shark attack. I know exactly what to do because this happens all the time. Ooh, I didn't mean to say that.
He spent 10 days at hospital where he underwent two surgeries.
Yeah.
On his arm. Which the shark ripped up from his biceps to his wrist.
Oh, God, that fucking
surgeons
shark.
Surgeons grafted a patch of skin from his right leg.
Jesus Christ, man.
After the patient is stabilized, infection becomes a top concern.
Yes.
A lab at St. Mary's studies the effects that contact with a shark's mouth can have on the human body. It has found a greater amount of bacteria the closer sharks are to shore.
What? Let me explain the impact this shark had upon my body. It swallowed my arm.
Well, they're talking about why they're so prone to infections.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because it's a dirty-ass fucking shark swimming around eating eels. It's fucking getting there's all kinds of... isn't there flesh-eating bacteria in the Gulf here sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah.
These fucking sharks have all the diseases. Well, nasty motherfucker.
He is expected to once again have full mobility of his arm.
Woo!
He's relearning how to make a fist right now in physical therapy, necessary for being a boxer.
Yeah.
As long as other hand exercises.
You know what? It's the thing about it is, though, I mean, he's a boxer. And a lot of that's footwork. And to box properly, you got to have footwork, which means you got to have what?
An expert said.
The land. You can't be in water.
You have to have feet.
Yeah. It's
like, Wilson said the best way to stay, or an expert, said the best way to stay away from a shark attack in the ocean is to avoid swimming in murky water.
Fuck off. Lies!
And being aware of the black tip shark migration period.
Lies! The best way is to not go in the water.
Florida leads the world in shark bites.
Hell yes! That is us! Fuck yes! That and fentanyl overdoses.
And 15%, which then the sharks die of. And 15% in Florida of the bites are from black tip sharks.
And it rarely happens. We leave the world in shark attacks, but it never happens.
The greatest concentrations are in Volusia County, home to Daytona Beach, which some call the shark bite capital
of the world. It's New Smyrna Beach. It's new fucking Smyrna Beach. We are the authorities on shark attacks. We do more stories than any other fucking podcast. If you have a podcast and you cover shark attacks,
there's probably a shark.
Step to us.
Probably other.
Please bring it. Bring it. I'm so, you know, that lie.
Well, we have listeners that send us shark stories.
Yes, because it's a weird thing we have in the society.
Because they know it drives you crazy.
It does. You know what made me crazy about it?
And snake stories.
Oh, yeah,
snake
bite stories. That the snake thing is different. I can't avoid a snake the way I can a shark. And that bit of advice that these people give about avoiding shark attacks is disingenuous. And is a lie. The most effective way to avoid a shark attack is to not be in the water. But they're like murky water. It doesn't matter if it's murky. It's a shark. They've evolved from billions of years. They don't have smartphones. They don't have thoughts about, oh, I got to make a mortgage payment. Where do I park my car? I got to renew my driver's license. Where are my glasses? Where are my shoes? You know what I mean? I got to buy some food. All the shark thinks about is, I got to eat a motherfucker. I got to eat a motherfucker. And that's all it does.
An 18-year-old.
Here we go.
I think this is South Africa.
Okay. Good day. Whatever.
That's
a bunch of fucking. Is it Elon? Isn't this Elon's country?
Yes.
Okay.
Good
job with that one, guys.
An 18-year-old student tragically lost her life after a venomous snake bite.
God damn it.
In what an interesting name of a town, Bushbuckridge.
Hello.
South Africa.
Bushbuckridge.
The incident occurred during a grade 12 camp. 12th grade is senior year high school there.
Yes.
During a grade 12 camp organized to enhance exam preps for college.
You know, if I was president of this country, I would be honest with the people. I would say I can't do anything about these sharks, really. I mean, we can try, but the thing that I'm going to focus on is snakes. We're going to kill all these motherfuckers. We're going to kill every water moccasin out there.
We're
going to go get the rattlesnakes,
too. This is an African name. It starts with MP. Mpumalanga. Mpumalanga.
Yes.
The Mpumalanga Department of Education expresses deep sorrow.
Shit.
Over the demise of the 18-year-old learner during the incident at Dumfries Village Matsavana Circuit School.
And we promise we are going to go get that snake and bring it to fucking justice.
Details of the snake species and the circumstances leading to the bite remain unknown. So I assume we'll learn more about it.
Here's the circumstances. This snake bit somebody. That's the circumstances. And now you got to go get the snake.
Right.
Because it'll just happen again and again. Is it true that once they get a taste for human flesh, they just can't resist? Oh, my God.
Tastes like chicken.
How long? I mean, really, it's like if there's a God. The God is like, boy, I made the snake the bad guy since day one. And these humans are like, oh, we got it. They're an important part of the ecosystem. We can't kill them. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? These humans won't learn. My God.
And then India.
Yes. Tigers.
Another student. Adith Balakrishnan.
Okay.
Was bitten by a venomous snake. But was not able to realize it in time.
I just like subtle bite.
The graduate from Kerala's Thrissur Academy passed away due to snake bite Wednesday night, November 29th. A few hours after graduation.
That is crazy. What a tragedy. What a tragedy. This person had their whole life in front of them. And we have nothing to tell this person to say, hey, shit happens. Snake bites happen. There's nothing we can do about it. Nothing. We're resigned to not do anything other than just be careful and look around. God, it's crazy, man. You could kill that motherfucking snake. Jeez. Fuck that snake.
His mother and their relative returned to his rented accommodation. After the ceremony, while parking his car, a snake is thought to have bitten him. However, he did not realize it. He reached a third floor accommodation. He went into the toilet, latched the door from the inside. He did not come out for over an hour. His mother alerted the neighbors. When they broke open the toilet door, he was found lying on the floor with a head injury.
Oh, God damn the snake.
He was rushed to hospital, but he was declared dead.
The snake, man. And the snake is a lot like the shark. The snake is just slithering around, looking for someplace warm.
Well, we did the story
to rest its cold ass blooded fucking evil body.
The Amazon delivery person, right?
Oh yeah,
they did that story the other day.
Trying to do their job, just got bitten by a diamondback, a giant diamondback in the state of Florida.
That was hanging around by some plant next to their door.
I mean, you know, how many people have we lost in this country? From these fucking snakes. Jesus, what is the number? What is enough? It's an important part of the ecosystem. Okay. And the sharks too.
Yeah.
Boy, If all the all these rats, I guess, would be out here. We got snakes, we still get rats.
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
I don't even know. I hate that movie because they make it a joke, right? They make it a joke, just a bunch of snakes. You just need one snake on a plane for me to lose my fucking shit. That's all.
Shit.
They can get anywhere, too. Get anywhere, and they're poisonous as fuck. We're fascinated with them, like they're these, you know. God damn, they're antithetical to life. They're anti life.
You're such a hater.
Yes, absolutely, I am. I think it sucks that person got bit by that weird animal and fell over in the toilet and died, locked in the fucking bathroom. That sucks, man.
And didn't even realize he'd been bitten.
No, didn't even know. Oh, that's worse.
Or felt, you know, probably felt like a pinch or something and just scratched it.
I had no idea. This person is dying.
An ant bite.
And they're thinking, holy fuck, why am I dying? And if they had that, if they knew before they died that it was a fucking snake, oh my God, my last thought was like, oh, you gotta be motherfucking kidding me. God damn it. Oh, how horrible.
This will be a shocker.
Okay.
Former Fox News employee filed a lawsuit today alleging that Tucker Carlson's executive producer and right hand man sexually harassed and assaulted him while they were both employed by the network in 2008.
Hey, family values, motherfuckers. What do you want? Why is this news? This happens all the time at Fox.
The complaint was filed Monday in federal court by Andrew Delancey against Justin Wells, Fox News, pop-up ad, and the network's parent company, Fox Corp, alleges that Wells sexually assaulted Delancey while the former was employed as a producer on Greta Van Susteren's show.
Woo!
It further alleges that Wells, despite the allegations, continued to be promoted by Fox News.
Oh, yes,
so
of course.
He went to the higher ups.
Yeah.
And complained.
Right.
And they would eventually help launch Carlson's weeknight show and reach the rank of senior exec producer and vice president at the network.
Yes. I love that this story is news. I'm trying to understand how this isn't the story of Roger Ailes or any other fucking perv that's worked at Fox.
When Carlson was ousted from Fox in April, Wells' employment was terminated as well. He now works as a producer on Carlson's streaming show at X.
Does he hold the webcam for Tucker when he's beating off into his nut tanner machine?
According to the complaint, the trouble started in 2007 when Delancey was working with a Fox affiliate in Tampa, and Wells reached out to him through a Facebook group for Fox News employees, encouraging him to apply for positions within the company in New York City. You should come to New York.
Oh, yes. You fit in perfectly here.
He did end up getting hired as a producer and moved to New York. The complaint contains allegations about Wells, quote, showering Delancey with gifts, including personally monogrammed items that other Fox employees did not receive.
I thought when you said showering, like,
I thought it was, yeah,
he's like, I was in the shower with him.
Yeah, it was Jim Jordan thing. Kind
oh,
of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Wells was not reserved about reminding Delancey that he held higher status at the network and could in turn affect Delancey's career trajectory.
Wow.
Just so you know.
Newsflash.
Your career is in my hands.
Yes.
Along with your cock.
Right, right. Newsflash. Yet another Fox person is a big perv and is in trouble for... Let's name him off, though. There's O'Reilly. Right, he got sued.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's your face? Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Yeah.
Ailes, Bowling. Who else on Fox?
Texting dick pics.
Yes, yes. There must be someone else.
The sexual assault occurred 1 month after Delancey moved to New York, according to the complaint. Wells allegedly invited him to meet up at his apartment for a pregame cocktail before heading to a nearby bar, leading Delancey to believe other Fox employees would be there.
Oh, shit.
Instead, he assaulted, allegedly, Wells a number of times. Before Delancey could finish half of his drink, out of nowhere, Wells aggressively pushed Delancey onto his bed, where he violently forced his tongue into Delancey's mouth.
Jeez, man. This guy is a producer.
Wells had a more muscular build than Delancey and easily overpowered him. Wells quickly began unbuttoning and trying to rip off his jeans.
Yeah.
Simultaneously, Wells aggressively grabbed Delancey's genitals, causing him severe pain.
Wait, whose producer is it? Is this MSNBC? Is this Madhouse right. producer?
This is Tucker.
Oh, it's Tucker again. Again, are there any stories like this from MSNBC?
He kept saying no. He finally, they fought. He finally got away. Wells was clearly annoyed by Delancey's continued refusal to submit. Wells told Delancey he no longer wanted it to accompany him to the Barracuda Lounge. I'm not going with you to the Barracuda anymore.
Let me tell you something. If you get a job at Fox News, you better work out.
The complaint lambastes Fox News as a workplace where sexual harassment notoriously runs rampant. Citing as examples allegations against the network's former CEO and chairman Roger Ailes.
Yes.
Who was running the network at the time of the alleged assault.
Oh, yeah.
And Fox's most notable former personalities such as Tucker Carlson, Bill O'Reilly, and Ed Henry.
Well, Ed Henry, but you're forgetting Kimberly Guilfoyle.
They did forget Guilfoyle.
How could you?
I'm sorry, Shelby.
That's apologize to her. She did that too.
Check out my thighs.
We got to get out of here really quickly. We'll be back Wednesday at the usual time, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a little commission. Does it cost you fuck all?
Right.
See what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and X. And at RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on X or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Blessed Mondays and Tuesdays. We shall reconvene on Wednesday.
The Crabs will hire Mehdi Hassan if he's available.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the Crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/Crab Diving. And on Twitter and Instagram at Crab Diving.